Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Danger Close, Domestic Extremist Number One Comes Clean, Patrick Byrne, a notable entrepreneur and former CEO of Overstock.com, takes readers on a gripping journey through the dark underbelly of American political maneuvering, misinformation, and the intricacies of domestic extremism. Released amidst a climate of heightened political tension and polarization in the United States, Byrne's book stands out as a deeply personal narrative that sheds light on the complexities of the American political landscape from a unique insider's perspective. Byrne's account is not just a mere recounting of events, it is a compelling tale of intrigue, betrayal, and a quest for truth, set against the backdrop of the American political machine. With an unwavering commitment to transparency, Byrne exposes how close the nation is to the precipices of violence and extremism, urging readers to understand the critical importance of integrity, truth, and accountability in shaping the country's future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rise of domestic extremism. Patrick Byrne begins Danger Close by exploring the historical roots and the recent rise of domestic extremism in the United States. Through his narrative, readers gain insights into how political, social, and economic factors have contributed to the polarization and radicalization of various groups. Byrne delves into the mechanics of how misinformation and disinformation campaigns are orchestrated, shedding light on the sophisticated techniques utilized to manipulate public opinion and stoke division. He underscores the crucial role that social media and digital platforms play in the rapid dissemination of propaganda, facilitating the radicalization process. This section serves as a sobering reminder of the fragility of societal cohesion and the ease with which distrust and intolerance can be sown among communities, escalating tensions to dangerous levels. Secondly, the role of leadership in fueling extremism. In Danger Close, Byrne critically examines the role of political and thought leaders in contributing to the climate of extremism. He argues that leaders, through their rhetoric and actions, can significantly influence their followers' perception of reality, often inciting fervor and justifying radical actions. Byrne illustrates this by citing examples where political figures have either explicitly or implicitly endorsed extremist ideologies, further legitimizing these beliefs among their base. This discussion emphasizes the responsibility of leaders to foster an environment of unity and constructive dialogue, rather than exploiting divisions for short-term political gain. Byrne's personal anecdotes and observations serve as a cautionary tale on the destructive power of irresponsible leadership and the importance of ethical stewardship in public office. Thirdly, the journey of self-discovery and transformation. A compelling aspect of Byrne's narrative in Danger Close is his candid recounting of his personal journey of self-discovery and transformation. As someone who found himself at the crossroads of major political events and controversies, Byrne shares his introspective reflections on the ethical dilemmas and moral choices he faced. This segment of the book provides readers with an intimate look at Byrne's struggles with identity, his values, and the profound impact of his experiences on his worldview. Byrne's journey challenges readers to reflect on their own beliefs and assumptions, encouraging a deeper understanding of the complexities of navigating ethical considerations in a highly polarized society. His story is a testament to the transformative power of introspection and the potential for personal growth amidst chaos and uncertainty. Fourthly, the intersection of technology and extremism. Byrne dedicates a significant portion of Danger Close to analyzing the intersection of technology and domestic extremism. He explores how advancements in digital technology have not only revolutionized communication, but have also introduced new vulnerabilities to societal cohesion and democracy. Byrne discusses the double-edged sword of social media, highlighting how platforms that were designed to connect people and foster free expression have been weaponized to spread hate, fake news, and extremism. This discussion delves into the challenges of regulating digital spaces without infringing on fundamental freedoms, and the role of tech companies in mitigating the spread of harmful content. Byrne's insights into the technological aspects of extremism offer a nuanced perspective on the challenges of balancing freedom, security, and accountability in the digital age. Lastly, pathways to reconciliation and healing. The final theme addressed in Danger Close revolves around Byrne's vision for moving beyond division and extremism towards reconciliation and healing. Byrne advocates for open dialogue, empathy, and understanding as vital components of bridging divides and rebuilding trust within communities. He emphasizes the importance of confronting uncomfortable truths, acknowledging past mistakes, and working collaboratively towards common goals. This section of the book serves as a call to action, urging individuals and leaders alike to prioritize unity and the greater good over partisan interests. Byrne's proposals for healing and reconciliation are rooted in the belief that despite deep-seated differences, common ground can be found and progress can be made through concerted efforts and mutual respect. In conclusion, Danger Close, Domestic Extremist Number 1 Comes Clean, by Patrick Byrne, is a must-read for anyone concerned about the current state of American politics, the rise of domestic extremism, and the pivotal role of leadership and technology in shaping our society. Through Byrne's personal journey and insightful analysis, readers are provided with a deeper understanding of the complexities and challenges facing the United States today. This book is particularly suited for readers interested in political science, sociology, technology ethics, and those seeking a nuanced perspective on the factors contributing to societal polarization and radicalization. Byrne's firsthand account and reflections not only highlight the importance of integrity, transparency, and accountability, but also offer hope for reconciliation and unity. It serves as a powerful reminder of the collective responsibility to safeguard democracy and promote a more inclusive, peaceful society. If you would like to support Patrick Byrne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.